together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about the information on Ash Friendly. There's a lot of information. Let me just be very blunt with you. There's going to be a ton of it. And information that matters to the people with disabilities mentally and physically, people of skin color, and people of religions. Also people who that are focused on their gender because they want safety. And I'll start with the gender first, because that's really important today, especially with people who are disabled. For example, for when me and Ash go out to eat, or we go somewhere, we need a transgender or non-gender bathroom, or a family bathroom, one that's single bathroom, and a door shuts, and just me and her in there to take care of her. She has cerebral palsy, so it's harder for her to function with her motor skills and her ability to move. And so you're having a family bathroom, that way we're not bothering anyone who's female, we're not bothering anyone who's a male, and we're just doing everything we need together. For people who are transgender, a family bathroom's nice. Separate, it's quiet, you're not bothering other people who may not understand you, because that's really key today, and that's what Ash Friendly for, is to let them know that they're safe. They're not going to hurt themselves. They're not going to hurt anyone else, or anyone else feels triggered to hurt them. That's what the main information is all about. So that way we can navigate through the world correctly. We can find safe places. We can find places that are that fit our needs according to our disability. And when we have that, it's a much enjoyable experience for not only the owner of the business, but also for the person experiencing everything, the consumer. And when they're Ash Friendly, a lot of anxiety of getting there and worrying about, what am I going to do? Is the table high enough? Is the bathroom, the toilet seat high enough? Is there a bar on the wall? Do they allow people who are transgender into their place? Do they allow people who have dementia, who are very autistic? They may scream really loud at a drop of blood because they're so excited and they can't control it. And it's not a lot of people, a lot of information are on there. And if they don't offer that, that doesn't mean we have to slam them and trash them because we can't go in there. Because there is a step and a lot of people can't go upstairs or can't get over the step. Doesn't mean to say they're awful people or the business is awful or there's bad food. It's just be kind, be respectful. I'll take my business somewhere else. Until they're ready, then we can come in. It's not forcing our way ourselves and hammering people and insulting people to get what we want. That's not right. If they don't want our business, they don't want our business. We just let it go to someone that does. Go where you're wanted. Go where you are valued. Go where you as a human being are very important to being there. Instead of forcing your way somewhere where you're not, where you're there just for the money. It's less meaningful, less purpose goes in the thought of that. They just care about the money you bring or the money you have. But if you go to places that are more acceptable for you, that are comfortable for you, it's a total better experience. The food will taste better. The air will taste cleaner. Other things, the emotions, the part of being accepted will be there. That's it. That's what our information allows. And we're just trying to slowly change how society works with people with disabilities and people who they don't understand. Not that they were afraid, they just don't understand you. once they get understanding, once they know what it is to take care of you, know what they need to interact with you correctly, so they're not insulting you and you're not insulting them, it's a better environment and a more loving experience and may turn into a safe place. The information is not there to hurt anyone. It's there to provide a purpose so people can feel livelier, so they can be drawn to get out of, come out of their shell, to live not in isolation anymore, to be in a community, to be together with other people, to find out what they're good at, to find out what they're weak at, to find what they need to have work done on them, or work with them, or how to work with them, how to communicate better. They're all baby steps. And everyone out there wants to feel loved, accepted, and feel kindness. And the only way to do that is being respectful, is being thoughtful, being kind to other people. Because real will reflect real. So if you're real with someone, if you're thoughtful to someone, if you love yourself, then they will love you. Because that means you can accept their love. You can learn to how to care and be thoughtful to them the way that they'll allow you to accept it. Because I can be kind to you in many different ways, I just don't know what way works best for you. But that's why we have Ash Friendly, because we're doing this together. A community building on things together. It's a slow, long process, but as we build and build and build, it becomes easier. It becomes simpler. The information on there also will give people a purpose to find out what's out there. There's certain information that we need at every facility, every public place, every sidewalk, every road, every path, all over the world. And that information gives meaning and purpose to the ones that are creating it, the ones that are finding the information because it's not out there. The stuff that we have posted there is not out there anywhere else. But it's going to be on our app, on our website. And when people who have never, ever thought they were meaningful, never thought they were important, never thought they could do anything because of their disability, their skin color, their religion, or whatever it is that holds them back. And now they have something to belong to. They have something to contribute to. It's a beautiful thing. And your friends and your family will know there's something different about you. They will look at you and say, what are you doing? This isn't the person that I know that used to be depressed all the time and sad and lost and confused and didn't love themselves. Now you love yourself. Now you're doing things that are amazing and you're what is this? What is this Ash Friendly thing? Well, I go out and I gather information. Is that it? That's it. And they don't want to, people want to know what information you're doing. They want to know, can they help? Because it doesn't charge them anything to be part of this. It's free to be along and free to gather information. And that's a beautiful thing, to give people reasons to hope, reasons to be cared for, reasons to wake up in the morning, meaningful, loving conversation, meaningful actions that don't hurt anyone, that don't hurt themselves, that don't hurt the environment, that are important. Because what a lot of people don't understand, just because you don't suffer, just because it doesn't affect your life, does not mean it's not meaningful. Does not mean there's not a purpose for it, and that it's not important for other people. Because a lot of people believe right now that if it's, this doesn't matter, that doesn't matter, this doesn't matter, because it's not meaningful to them. They're not the ones that suffer. They're not the ones in pain. They're not the ones that have to overcome everything. They're not the ones alone. That's why there's Ask Friendly, building togetherness, thoughtfulness, and ways and random acts of kindness that people will have always been looking for to focus and be part of. That doesn't go around hurting everyone because they want to be right or they have the most money. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love the world, love yourself, love the environment a little more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.